Yeah, hi Neville here. Friday, May 29th, early evening, sitting in my office. I've been playing around a bit this afternoon, creating some business cards using some Avery software, free download from their website, to print out on some Avery, business card stock that is really very good quality. You know how you tend to notice home-produced business cards. Things have moved on quite a bit, but I wanted to create something simple that I didn't really need to spend money to get printed. I don't need Moo cards. I don't need any of the other types that I use. Moo is often the ones that I use, the normal size ones. But I got actually fed up with logos and layouts and the whole palaver of doing something like that just because it's kind of trendy thing to do. I wanted to experiment with something, which is what I'm doing now. So what I've done is created a template using a wizard for Word 2007 that you download from the Avery website that has a template for the cards that I bought. And in fact, I ordered them from Amazon today and they should arrive tomorrow, that are actually for double-sided printing. You can if you want. I'm actually not going to with these. What I've done is created a business card just with the essential information, really bare bones, my name, a phone number, my Twitter ID, two websites and an email address. But I've included as images, three mobile barcode images, Microsoft tag, and the two black and white two-dimensional ones that are the two different standards. I've forgotten the acronyms for them both right now, in fact, but each of these is created, I created them, encoded simply with the primary URL to my website, nevillehobson.com. So when I give these out, and I've done this principally in mind with the IABC conference in San Francisco next weekend, I give these out. Some people will know what these codes are. And if it were me, because I've encountered this too, one of the first things I'm going to do is scan it with my mobile device camera and with scanning software that I've got installed that's freely available. And it will recognize the codes and take me to or offer me the option of going to the URL that I've encoded. You could also do other things, and I may well do this later on the reprint of these, but to start with, it's the primary URL, and from there you can find all sorts of information. But you could do it to download a file, you could do it to a specific address that has very specific information. So I hadn't decided what I wanted to do, which is why it's the root of the domain. But to me, this is far more valuable than fancy cards, or even, in fact, I'd rather have this as something that I can actually send electronically to people rather than give out bits of paper. But recognize that most people are still doing that. I'm exploring something else, funnily enough, on the iPhone. There's an application that I'm testing out. I'm not totally happy with it, but it could be the equivalent of this for electronic, in which case I could have the best of both worlds. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing, and I'm actually quite pleased with the result, even though it was not as automated as I had hoped. The Avery software, to me, is kind of clunky, and indeed, there is an app you can download from their site, and looking at it, just the interface makes me think this thing was designed for Windows 95. But anyway, I'm not criticizing them because it's free, and they are helpful, and it's plugged into most of their products. But the Word Wizard, the macro, basically, is not bad at all. It's helped me do what I want to do. So this will have its first outing at the IBC conference next weekend.